How's that Fernet treating you?
It's really kind of syrupy.
Yeah.
I think I've mixed it wrong.
Minty.
No, just syrupy. All right. So for those of go ahead.
This is part two. We were doing an episode about lots of things.
Yeah.
Started off with me making fun of our fans for being pieces of shit.
Which will continue.
And then devolved into a poop story. I've been told by more than one person.
Uh-huh.
Everything with you turns into poop.
Everything with me?
Me.
Oh, with you.
Yeah, that most of my stories and recollections eventually turn into, have you guys ever taken a shit? We're like...
So, anyway, there I am in the woods.
So, yeah, let's do a quick recap.
Okay.
Ian's extremely drunk.
Wait, in case you haven't listened to the last episode...
Yeah, I don't know why you'd start with this.
Which you should.
Yeah.
And listen to the other episodes.
Yeah, sure.
And also into the t-shirt contest.
I mean, listen to four or five.
Yeah.
Who knows? I'll just recap quickly.
Okay.
You drank a beer you shouldn't have drank, but you like it too much, but it makes you have to shit immediately.
Right.
You're walking to go to a woman's house who basically said, come over, let's have sex.
Uh-huh.
You get a little lost. You have to shit. It's DEFCON 10.
Right.
10, 11. And so you pull over into the woods to take a shit.
Walk over into the woods.
Yeah, walk over because you're walking.
Right.
And then you were going to describe to me how you managed to not shit in your pants because that's an important factor to me based on my shitting in the woods experience.
A lot of it has to do with some past episodes,
uh-huh.
which you can go listen to in the archives.
How many times have you shit in the woods when you weren't camping or, you know what I mean? How many times have you pulled over to take a shit in the wild?
In the wild, like...
Or, I mean, the suburbs, whatever.
The suburbs. I would probably say...
An alley. I mean, how many times have you pulled over to take a shit where you should not have been shitting? A non-toilet.
At least four. And okay. They were all in the past year.
Okay. How many were a result of this same beer?
All four.
Can you tell us what this beer was, just so we know?
It is the Milk Stout from the Granite Mountain Brewery,
okay.
which you can only get there. And again, I've nearly shit my pants multiple times because of this beer, but it's still worth it.
I can't decide if that's a ringing endorsement or the worst ad ever. Because it's like, on the one hand, you're experiencing right. severe intestinal distress due to this beer. However, it was good enough that you did it four times.
It's the kind of thing where I realized at, you know, time number two or three, like, that was the culprit.
Yeah.
But every time I'm like, God, you're going to have to, you know, you're always going to have to go home and you're going to have to shit.
So how many times, so you realized that after two or three, so you did one or two where it was just.
Like, once it's just a
regardless.
Surprise. You know, like, you're shocked, right?
Yeah.
Twice, you're like, maybe I just drank too much.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's just drinking in general.
Right.
The third time is when you figure out, like, there's an element.
But let me ask you this.
Right.
So, even after you knew there was one to two times where you still had to shit in the wild, how many times did you drink this still knowing, but you didn't have to shit in the wild because you were aware of what was coming?
You know, a lot of it was not being really aware of what I was coming because it's also the kind of thing, like, I often had this beer after having other beers. And also, like, you go, like, sometimes what I would do on a Sunday evening was go have a few beers.
Yeah.
And then go get, like, a frozen pizza.
I think you're missing my question.
No.
How many shits have you taken at the hands of this beer, would you say?
That's what I'm trying to explain, is where it's like there's other elements in there where it's like, oh, I just ate an entire pizza.
But
now
you know that it was the beer. So I'm saying, how many times would you estimate?
Since I figured out what the culprit was,
sure,
just the once.
Okay,
when I'm shitting in the woods.
Before that,
no.
Okay,
like never.
That's not possible because you said you've done this three or four times.
No, I said I did it for like you asked me how many times I've shit outside.
Yeah,
as a result of this beer, in hindsight,
right?
It's about four times.
So let me get something straight.
Okay,
you've shit outside four times as a result of this beer,
right?
However, you've never shit inside as a result of this beer.
Oh, I've still shit inside.
Okay, that's what I'm asking you. Total number of times you've shit, like, desperately because of this beer.
Oh, I'd say, like, probably a good solid 10.
Okay.
But, like, it's also the thing, like, if you have one beer, you make it home.
Yeah.
You're fine. Or, like, you're...
Until you have to take a terrible shit.
Right. Well, it's also the thing, like, if I timed it out, it'd be fine, but...
Okay, let's just move on.
All right.
So you pull over in the woods, walking
right.
to shit.
Yes.
And tell me about how you shit in the woods, because you're obviously an experienced woods shitter.
Well...
At this point.
Right. And the thing I was saying before, if you listen to the past episodes, you'll know that I lived in Africa for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I had a Turkish toilet for a while.
Yeah, squat toilet.
A squat toilet.
Right.
Where, like, you have to sit on the little foot pegs.
Right.
And, like, also not shit on your own pants.
Right.
And so I just used the same basic posture.
Right.
And so I've basically figured out, like, if you do the right kind of squat,
mm-hmm.
squat, if you point your penis down,
yeah,
you're fine. Like, you won't pee or poop on yourself.
This I've learned because talking just this weekend.
Right.
I was talking about how when I had to take a shit in the woods the first time I ever went backpacking.
Uh-huh.
So you're out somewhere, there's no porta potty. And I was like, how does one take a shit? Because I shit probably 2 to 3 times a day.
Okay.
Which I'm told is a lot.
Yeah, it is kind of a lot.
What's your average? I mean, if you're not drinking these beers.
Well, that still makes it like once a day.
Okay.
Like, I would say about once a day, maybe twice. Like,
the consensus seemed to be once a day to once every other day.
Once a day, definitely.
More like the average.
Like, definitely solid once a day.
I can't even imagine a world where I shit every other day. So,
you'd be full of shit.
Yeah, I mean, I knew when I went backpacking and it was 2 nights, there's no way I'm making it through that without taking a shit. There's no way. You know, friend of the show, Nicanor, we go on this rafting trip. He'll try and hold out for 2 nights. And then take a dump in town when we go into Canyon Voyages and they have a private bathroom and whatnot. That's his spot. To me, it's like, there's no point because by the time he went and took a dump there, I had taken 3 dumps.
You seem like the kind, your dump needs are the kinds of things where it's like you're trying to figure out how to take a dump on the river.
Yeah. Like, I mean, how am I going to make it 7 hours without taking a crap?
I know what you're doing. You're pulling down your trunks.
Yeah.
Like, you're jumping into the water, pulling down your trunks secretly.
Yeah.
And taking a shit as you're sort of hanging onto the side of the raft, floating along.
The way everyone else is peeing, I'm taking a dump.
Exactly.
No. I mean, I haven't gone that far.
Yet.
But, like... Let's put it this way. The day after, so we leave the camp, we go to a village inn and eat.
Right.
Take a huge dump there.
Uh-huh.
I mean huge. And it snakes down, and it's just like, I feel...
Was this the high-density dump you were talking about last episode?
This is a high-density, but not the.
Okay.
This was a good one, because I took this one, and then sometimes you take a dump, and you feel lighter than air.
You're walking
like
on sunshine.
All of a sudden, I've learned how to dance. You know what I mean? I feel that I'm lighter in my loafers. I feel like I
don't
think
that's what that expression means, light in the loafers, but
okay.
Anyway.
And then, I take this huge crap. Then, maybe 2 hours later, take a similarly sized, however much denser crap. It's of a marbled texture, darker on lighter. I don't know if other people are taking this kind
of... It was like the scout, you know, it was like the scouting party, and then the real army came.
Yeah, like a mini dump came out that I thought was the real dump. And then I was like, oh dear God, that was just the forward party.
This is just the scouting party.
Yeah,
the real
and the
party
real
is
army
here.
Comes, and you're like, oh, God. And it was marbled like fine Moroccan wood. Dark upon even darker.
So
feces coupled together like entwined snakes. And
oh, God.
So heavy that I took it, feared for its ability to flush, And then as we were walking back, we had to walk about half a block.
Right.
On gravel. And we got about halfway back, and I was trailing behind the other two people saying, guys, have you ever been so exhausted from taking a dump that you're just not sure you can go on? And both people said, no. And I said, really? I mean, you don't feel that feeling where sometimes you take a dump and then you feel like you're not tired per se.
Right.
But you feel like you could just lay down for a little while and recoup.
It's like, in some ways, it's like having a good orgasm or a good meal.
Yes.
Where you're like...
Yeah, imagine eating a slab of ribs.
Yeah, and you're like, I feel better having done that.
Yeah.
But I also need to not do anything else.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of reminded me of how I felt sometimes on the bus riding back from a track meet in high school.
Okay.
Where I felt exhausted. It was a good exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, body tired. Where I was like, I'm going to sleep good tonight.
You gave it your all.
Yeah, I gave it the full effort.
Right.
You know, if dumps got you a scholarship, I would have got a full ride to Stanford.
Well, it's worth noting, as we know from previous episodes, you've run a marathon before.
Yes.
If you had to compare how tired you were from the marathon versus how tired you were from this dump, how do they compare?
Here's the thing. The marathon, I was far more muscle exhausted.
Right.
The dump, spiritually.
Ah.
You just feel like, you know how you come back from a big lunch and you go back to work and you just feel like, I don't know if I can finish the day. Like, I got to rally a little bit here.
Right.
It was like that. I mean, except I was walking half a block on gravel to go sit in a car for 4 hours and was like, all right, we can do this.
Maintain.
You can make it. You know, and I just felt out of it. The other two people were talking about something totally unrelated, and I felt the need to interrupt and ask them this question about my dump, which they were all both, you know, kind of terrified.
Like, no.
Anyway, so you're in the woods.
I'm in the woods, communing with nature
in
my butthole.
So you just basically pop a squat and shit.
Yep.
Okay. So you take a shit.
Uh-huh.
And then what happens?
I take a shit.
Yeah.
And because it's a DEFCON 4 level shit, where it's like, you've just got to go now. You just got to get this out of your body.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, God, I got to wipe with something.
Yeah, this is not a clean break.
Yeah, you're just like, I have to do something. I have to try to, like, maintain what this is. And you're looking around.
Sure.
You're just looking for what's available.
Right.
And you're hoping for, like, you know, paper, unrealistic.
Right.
Plastic bag, unrealistic.
Right.
Too much to hope for.
Yeah.
But there's a stick there. And because I've had many, many, many beers.
Many beers.
Many, many, many beers. This seems like, all right, I'll go with this.
That should be fine.
This should be fine. And of course, I wipe with the stick, you know, try to like really kind of scrape it and see, you know, really try to get everything off.
Using the same stick.
Using the stick.
Now, do you like use this stick like a trowel when doing cement and like wipe it on a tree in between? Or?
I think it's like when you take a towel and you sort of like you do that thing where you're kind of drying your taint.
Okay.
You know, kind of
like.
You're
doing the thing where it's like you're riding a rocking horse.
Kind of like that.
But
yeah.
So this is a flexible stick?
Yeah, it was
picturing like a pine tree.
No, it's not like
a pine tree.
It's like, it came from a pine tree, but it's not like
Does it have like mini sticks coming off of it?
No, I broke those off first. Okay.
How long would you say this stick is?
Probably about like the length of your forearm or so.
Okay.
Like the forearm to your fingers.
And you're sort of rocking it back and forth.
Just kind of trying to like rub it back and forth
to clear as much debris as possible.
I really thought like, well, if I had a corn cob, how would I do this? I was like, well, that worked.
Oh, God.
And then sort of like, and the thing was like.
That worked.
And of course.
Should be fine.
And I don't know if other people do this when they say have toilet paper, right? Okay. But like when you're wiping your own asshole.
Yeah, these hoity-toities.
Right. When you're wiping your asshole with a stick, you have to kind of take a look and survey like what's going on back there.
Right.
And you're like, this looks kind of clean. I don't know. Did that
work? The stick looks clean.
Yeah, you're like, did that kind of work?
Oh, so you're like, okay, was it clean back there or did I just not get anything?
Did not get anything? Did this not work?
Yeah.
And so then the next thing I do is stand up and you're like, part of you is hoping that you don't get the grilled cheese sandwich feeling in your butthole.
Yeah, where you take one step and you're like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no.
It's just like someone lightly spackled your ass with a really fatty ground beef.
Right.
You're just like, oh, Jesus.
Well, it's
all over.
It's like there's like a your butt has a cream filling now that's kind of oozing out. You're like, oh, no.
This is bad.
Oh, no. But I stood up and it was like, it was fine. You know, it felt like normal butt. And I was like, oh.
Keeping in mind that you're extremely inebriated.
Many, many beers.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like, all the evidence I have at the time points to everything being okay.
Which is, at this point, is when you called me back.
No, I was still talking to you. Because I had just finished. Part of when I wasn't able to like talk with you is because I was in the middle of wiping my butt with a stick. Which, by the way, I think you're going to be saying to a therapist someday, like, my brother talked to me while he had a stick in his butt.
I mean, yeah, people complain when someone calls them while on the toilet.
Right.
It's like 1,000 times. It's like, my brother was calling me about girl advice while he was wiping his butt with a stick because he had shit in the woods. And by the woods, I don't mean he was out backpacking. I mean, he was walking in a residential area
with some woods
veered
near
into
it.
The woods. Shit. Where, you know, Calvin and Hobbes are going to play tomorrow. And then walked back onto the sidewalk and continued to go find this woman.
Well, and this is why it's relevant to the story, is like, because I'm telling my perspective of it.
Sure.
Which has not contradicted anything you've really said.
No.
Except just the distinction of veering off meant walking rather than driving.
Right.
But I was walking along, and we were talking and trying to work out whether or not I should sleep with this woman.
Yeah, you and I were.
Right.
Yeah.
And as I was walking along, I found the street that I was supposed to be on.
Where she lived. Ah.
And I, like, all of a sudden, it was like, all right, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all like, I'm wasted. I could blame it on being wasted if it worked out badly.
Right.
Be like, oh, I was just so drunk.
I mean, and that was part of what I said, too. I think I said something like, listen.
Right.
I know myself. When I'm wasted, having sex with a person I shouldn't have sex with seems like an excellent idea. You know, I get crazy ideas when I'm wasted.
Right.
When I was wasted and we were on rafting trip and everyone fell out of the boat, we were all waiting to get in the cars, I was like, maybe I should hug everybody and tell them I'm glad you're okay. You know, which then later I was like, what a homo. You know, telling your friends that you like them.
Right.
But, you get these crazy ideas.
But it's worth clarifying because you hadn't given the good advice of, would you do this sober?
Right. That was my main question was, all right, if you hadn't had these shit in the woods beers, would you still be as apt to consider this as a good idea?
Right. And I had been, there was a much more vague proposition before.
Right.
But it's worth noting that it came at 2:00 in the morning.
Mm-mm.
And I can say that I try not to speak for most men, so I'll ask you, helpful snowman.
Okay.
All right. When are times when a woman, all right, and let's say woman you would have sex with, just on an average basis, like maybe a girlfriend, maybe something like not a long-term partner, but a partner, okay? Under what circumstances would she say, let's do it, or she starts like actually coming on to you? Like, you know, she's on top of you or whatever. Would you be like, nah, no sex?
I mean, yeah, assuming I'm single and all that.
Or just in general. Like, what time does someone to whom you are attracted, do you say, nah? And not excluding things like she's under 18. Or
excluding things like I have a butt crack spackled with feces.
Sure. We'll put that in a category of like, butt crack is spackled with feces.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't find myself in these situations. I don't lead as exciting a life as you.
Okay.
Every woman I know is married or not, but, you know, we've either had sex or are not going to have sex or both.
Okay. But even
I don't have, like, ladies that I know who are up for having sex.
Right. But even going to, like, your long-term relationships, like your relationship with girlfriends, right? Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a time with a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Where she clearly wanted to have sex,
yeah.
And you're like, nah.
I mean, that's a complicated emotional issue.
Oh, God.
Because when you tell your girlfriend, no, I don't want to have sex, that's like a whole thing.
Right.
Even though I have to say, can I just go off on a little tangent here?
Yes.
I think that guys who have a lower sex drive are a little bit demonized.
Okay.
Because if you don't, we're like made to believe, this is like my one rant that has to do with like society programs us. I think that if you're a guy who doesn't want to bang like every day, you know, that it, if you're dating someone and they are up for banging every day and you're not, they think there's something wrong with them.
Okay.
But that's not true. Some guys really just don't want to have sex every day.
All right.
Sometimes they just want to go to bed.
Okay, and I'll say, like, in the long-term relationship context,
yeah.
There's been times where it's like, all
right. Right.
I would kind of prefer to go to bed.
Right.
But I'm going to bang just so I don't have to deal with whatever emotional fallout there is.
Yes, I've done that.
All right. But it's the times where you just,
that's
like...
probably, I would say, 100 to 100% of the times I've had sex was just to avoid an emotional conflict.
So you've exclusively had sex to avoid emotional conflicts.
I hate having sex. I only do it to avoid having a discussion.
Oh, God, I don't want to talk. I just want to fuck.
It's easier for me to lay there and move my penis around than it is for me to discuss why I'm so emotionally distant.
I think that actually is the typical man thing. Yeah. It's like, I mean, you came like where you're trying to fight against the man stereotype and you went right into it directly. It's like,
well,
I have sex to avoid talking about my feelings.
Yeah.
I express myself best through my penis.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is. I express myself best that way. It's just that it's not because I think I'm doing a good job that way.
Uh-huh.
I'm just very poor at any other method.
Well, so the penis wins. It doesn't mean you're doing... Yeah, the penis is the best, just
right.
Not good.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one half step above the absolute worst.
Because I can say that I have a handful of circumstances where I don't really want to have sex.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's the obvious one of, like, physical illness.
Right, you're sick.
You're sick. It's like the, I can't really function as a human being.
Yeah.
The second one is if I'm really drunk.
Right.
Like
spinning.
Yeah, and like spinning drunk or like I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
Or the I'm really tired. Or like that kind of you're drunk, you come out of it, and you're almost in the hungover phase, and you're like, I need...
You have like kind of a headache, and you're just like, I just need to reset by going to bed.
I need water and sleep.
Yeah.
But the third one for me, which is fairly unique to me, I think is fairly unique to me,
mm-hmm.
is if you wake me up.
Oh, I'm not good at the morning.
Like, no, not in the morning, but like at all.
No.
Like, even in the night,
well, yeah,
whatever
I'm not
else.
Good if you wake. If you woke me up at 3 a.m. and said like, hey, do you want to bang right now? I'd be like, I'm so angry at you right now. I would like you to go home.
No.
I'm very upset.
The difference with me, like if you wake me up at like if I've been asleep, and this is actually something girlfriends have said to me, where it's like you're just when I go to sleep, just dead.
Yeah,
you're just gone.
Okay,
but like if I get woken up, it's not the like if she says like, "Hey, what are you doing? You wanna do something?" And I'm like, it's not. I hate you so much right now. It's like, huh? What? Where am I? What's going on?
Why?
What? Who are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm lost.
No, for me, it's more like I almost just burst into tears.
like
a small child who just woke up from a nap a little too early. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to. I can't. Like, why did you wake me up?
See, I wish I had that kind of cognizance. I was like, I don't even know, like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like, for me, it's the, if I'm not awake, I don't even know what you're asking me to do.
Yeah.
Like, where, what? Huh? And, like, there's one girlfriend I had who probably still does listen to the show.
Okay.
She woke me up once in that state, and she's like, you don't even know where you are. Like, She actually just let me go back to sleep because, like, I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
But that you know, that really is about it for me.
I want to ask this question.
Okay.
So you did go to the house. You successfully arrived.
I did.
Did you have a plan in mind, or were you thinking immediately, like, somehow I got to segue real quick to the bathroom and...
No, I did have this. I had this plan.
Okay.
Where I was like, I got a little lost. I need to go to your bathroom.
That's what you said?
Right. Which was also worthwhile because it was like, it's about a mile to her house.
Okay.
From where I lived.
Yeah.
And it took me an hour and a half to walk there because I got lost.
What would you say is average human walk? Like 20 minutes a mile? Maybe.
Yeah. So,
I mean, average human walking speed, walking with middling purpose.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's also worthwhile to say that before that, I stopped at a grocery store.
Of course.
To get more beer and a bottle of water.
This is how you and I might be alike. Because when I'm real wasted, for some reason, if I'm having a good time and I'm real wasted, the worst thing I can imagine is sobering up. I'm like, oh, for the love of God, I must make sure we have at least 10 more beers, because if I sober up, the night is over.
I will say that was not my motivation at all, but it's going to sound even worse.
Okay.
I realized very quickly as I was walking there that this was a booty call.
Yeah.
At minimum, this was a booty call.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, I don't think you should show up to booty calls empty-handed.
So this was like your nice gift.
Right.
Couple beers, a bottle of water.
No, the bottle of water was for me because I was like, I need to like...
Hydrate. Yeah. And then a ass full of shit. So you went to the bathroom like immediately. Did you like... Because I really want to get to the nitty gritty here.
Right. Like, well, I went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I then got lost by turning the wrong way.
Yeah. No, I'm
shit
okay.
In the woods.
You're at her house.
Okay,
ding
yeah.
dong.
Right.
You go in. Do you like not even kiss her? You're just like, I got to use your bathroom.
Well, this was like the first time anything like this had happened. So you don't just go right for the kiss at the door.
So it was like, let's sit in the living room for 10 minutes weirdly.
Yeah.
And so you could say, I got to use your bathroom.
Right. It's like, I kind of got lost. I need to use your bathroom.
You go in the bathroom.
I go in the bathroom.
And immediately just wipe.
I pee. And it comes out clean.
Wow.
And it's like,
so God, you just got lucky. You just had a clean shit in the woods. Somehow.
Right. Somehow.
After drinking this thing that causes you to explode with feces.
Yes.
Somehow you had a clean shit and just got extremely lucky.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I think
it was meant to be. That's love.
I will credit this with destiny, but also with the method called the Berber squat, which is the like
good evacuation.
Yeah, like where it's the thing where that you have to use for a squat toilet where you're nice and spread out.
I'm told that they've marketed this thing now, and it's like a little step stool you put at the base of your toilet, and you put your feet on because that's a better evacuation position.
Mm. It's the kind of thing that toilet. Like the way those, if you're spread out a little bit more, in the way that if you have that marbled shit that's going to just slide out, like come out of you, like, or it's going to be awful.
Yeah.
It's not going to press against you as much, so you won't have that same orgasmic experience that you clearly had.
I don't know if I'd call it orgasmic. I mean, I wasn't happy. I felt drained emotionally. And physically, but.
Did you feel sad?
I mean, a little. It was almost like postpartum depression is how I would describe it.
Right.
You know, I didn't really realize what a high I was riding holding in this dump.
All right. So the second half of this episode was definitely about shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of shit.
Okay.
Maybe it's time to talk about the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to ask before that, if you can remember, I mean, we're already deep in the shit topic.
Okay.
If you can remember the most intense shit of your life.
Oh, man. So, well, would you say, like, the shit that made it into the toilet or the time I, like, shit on the floor?
I mean,
because I this has been a long episode and I have to go pee. Okay. But I have to, I can tell the story of like where I didn't quite make it and I actually shit on the floor.
Why don't we take a brief break and then you can tell both and we can discuss which one we both think is more
okay
significant.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back.
After all, it was mine.
this time. Hey, we're back. Sorry.
Woo!
We took a whole song and then another. We both had to pee.
That's right. Or maybe we didn't take a whole song because Peter edited this version. Or do you just like...
Not likely.
Not likely. Oh, God. So maybe, wait, we have to talk about the song so that way you don't get sued.
Yeah, we're reviewing these songs.
Right, we're reviewing.
We just heard Excuse Me While I Break My Own Heart, a cover by Sam Silva and Jason Isbell.
Oh, you're a big Jason Isbell fan.
I am.
Yeah, you've said that if people don't buy Jason Isbell's new album this summer,
yeah,
which is called
Southeastern,
that you'll just have nothing to talk about with other human beings.
It's true.
So
I feel that way. Yeah. This is also a song from that. That song's not from that album, but this is kind of the single.
Okay.
So
does it get played on the radio?
No.
Well,
because it's good.
See, that's the thing, is like, can you really call it a single if it's not played on the radio?
I don't know. Like, you can it streamed on, I think, Rolling Stone.
Maybe it plays
a couple other places.
Do you think it maybe plays like on college radio stations or?
I have no idea. I don't even really know what. You know, Rolling Stone will be like the top college radio. And I'm like, what is college radio?
And I guess it seems weird to have singles in the digital age because, like, I actually own a great deal of singles, like, on vinyl.
Right.
And that's where, like, if you put something out as a single, it's like, oh, we've got to press all these records.
Yeah.
Put them in little sleeves, send them to radio stations.
You can also buy Jason Isbell Southeastern on vinyl.
Ooh.
So there you go.
There you go. I'd have to get a regular record player. I have to get
That's what he recommends. 33 and a third.
Mm.
Okay.
All right.
So we were going to tell, now that we've heard that beautiful song, a story about you shitting on the floor.
Shitting on the floor.
And this is as an adult.
As an adult.
Okay.
All right. So.
Set the scene.
All right. Basically, no, without getting into too many details, because some of these details have been said in various past episodes.
Okay.
Which fans of the show will know.
Yeah.
New fans of the show, welcome.
I mean, you could just forget about that because
right?
Ain't nobody listening to this who listened to episode 50.
I'm just saying it's worthwhile. Like, this gives them an incentive to go back.
Nobody likes this show.
Well, we
I'm
have
not
to
done
get...
berating the fans, but go ahead.
All right. Well, we'll do the berating the fans in a little bit.
Okay.
All right. But if you are haven't really caught up, basically all you need to know is I lived in Africa for a while.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
True.
And there was a tradition every Friday that you'd have a giant lunch
uh-huh.
of couscous.
Uh-huh.
Right? And at the end of this lunch of couscous, because you don't really eat much breakfast,
mm-hmm.
Just generally don't do that there. Like, you would be like, breakfast was like coffee.
It's just not done.
Yeah. Well, it's really like coffee, maybe bread, maybe like some pastries, but not very, you know, breakfast, not a big thing.
Right.
And then a giant lunch.
Right.
You sleep in the afternoon and then you eat kind of something for dinner. So lunch is the huge meal.
I can see why that country's going so well.
Right.
We skip breakfast, we eat a giant lunch, take a nap, and then the day is pretty much over.
That's especially on Friday where the lunch is like super ginormous.
Good. Okay.
Where the whole thing is
gotta
like.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Right. But it's. It's the best, like, I will say, like, going over to this experience was, like, the easiest way to leave a house,
mm-hmm.
Because you go over there, you eat this giant lunch,
mm-hmm.
and everyone who's at the house,
mm-hmm.
like, all they do is, like, they sort of just go to the couch and sleep.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine if you went to a house party, like, when you were in college or
and
when you were younger.
And everyone just passed out.
And everyone, here's the thing. Everyone just like went to their separate couch, started to go to the separate rooms.
Yeah.
And you didn't have the sad feeling of like, oh, I'm the last guy standing.
Right.
You're like, oh God, I kind of want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
But then when like at the same moment where you want to go home, everyone else just goes home.
Everyone just sort of spontaneously leaves at the same time.
Right. And, like, the people who are just not going to go home, they just all curl up on the couch. It's like if a house party just ended in a snap.
Okay.
And they go on, like, they would go on the couch and be like, see you later. You know, like, be like, I'm leaving. Right. They're like, okay, see you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all. But the end of this meal included a bit of buttermilk.
Are you lactose intolerant?
I start to think so.
I'm starting to think so, too.
But buttermilk will make anyone shit.
You say so. I don't know.
But because it's like sour. It's close to buttermilk, but it may not be buttermilk.
Okay.
But it's like kind of the sour. almost spoiled milk tasting thing.
Yeah.
And you drink it because everyone else is drinking it, but it's also like, it actually does help you digest, because if you don't drink it, you feel like, I'm so full of food.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you drink something that makes you shit in 10 minutes,
right,
you'll feel less full, sure.
Right. But I drank it, you know, and I drank it some days, and I would go home. You take the normal, like, I ate a whole bunch of food dump.
Uh-huh.
And then you go to, you know, take a nap, and you're fine.
Right.
But one day, because the buttermilk, like, sort of speeds up this whole process.
Okay.
And one day, it sped up the process a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of going home. I'm going home.
You're kicked into overdrive.
And it's the... it's the hard part, which we've talked about before, where it's the, you can't run because it's going to jostle everything, but you need to move fast.
You're like, I'm going to shit in the next 5 minutes.
Right.
Does running reduce the clock down to 2.5 minutes?
Right.
Or does walking mean I won't make it?
Oddly enough, this
is...
you
got to play these games, so you end up doing like a weird speed walk.
Right. Oddly enough, this is something that I've recommended to Peter in video game form.
Yeah.
And I recommend to everyone in video game form the best survival horror game ever called Don't Shit Your Pants.
Yeah.
Which unfortunately is Peter in, say, 10 years.
Yeah, bald, fat, and ready to shit his pants at any moment.
In sweatpants, where you've got anti-shit pills in your pocket.
Basically, his life is about not shitting his pants. That's the big...
right.
It's a celebratory event when he craps in the toilet, as opposed to just messing himself in the bed because he's like, eh, fuck it.
It's also, since it's a text-based adventure, you can just type in die immediately, and then you're just dead before the game even starts.
God willing, that'll be an option someday.
Right.
I can just type in die on a little keyboard on my inner thigh and just pass away.
If you die with your pants off, then you still shit your pants and lose.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, that's fine.
Right. But
I'm dead. What do I care?
But anyway, like, I had the, you know, sometimes I, after the buttermilk, I've had the sort of photo finish kind of dump where you're like, oh, I barely made that.
Yeah.
Which we've all had in our lives.
Let me ask you this question. Okay. Moroccan culture.
Yeah.
More or less open about like saying things along the lines of, guys, I just took a huge shit.
No, they don't really talk about it.
They don't talk about their bowel movements.
Here's the difference. They don't really talk about it as much as we do.
Mm-hmm.
Or as much as you and I do anyway.
Right.
But on the other hand, like, if you need to take a shit in the woods, fine. Go take a shit
they
in the woods.
They don't care.
Yeah. Like, people take a shit on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Like if you're like if someone's driving a long distance,
yeah,
they need to take a
and
shit.
You take a shit, you just pull over.
You just pull over.
So this would be like if on I-25 we're going to Waterworld, I got to take a shit. We just pull over, I shit in the median, get back in the car and we just go.
Right.
And no one even really thinks anything of it. They're like, "Yeah, the guy's taking
maybe
a shit."
Maybe on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Like maybe on the shoulder, but
so I don't have to be viewed by all lanes.
Right. But like if it was like a traffic jam or something and you know, like bumper to bumper traffic, you're
based on the
anywhere.
Scooter antics I've seen, the scooter etiquette is you stand on the scooter, make sure you're going full speed, shit into your hand, and then rub it on a bus like it's a cray paw as you're going along the side of the bus and leave a streak on the side, I'm guessing.
I think if you're on a scooter, it's like being a it's like kind of horse rules where you have to like, you can pee off of it, but you have to stop to take a shit.
Okay.
Or like, no, you have to stop. You can take a shit off the back, but you have to stop to pee.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's like a horse. Where,
yeah,
so
well, you wouldn't want to get piss on yourself.
Right, you can't.
I mean, you can hold a log of shit and use it to draw a mustache on a man waiting at a stop sign, but you wouldn't want to get any urine on your legs.
I think it's just more like the direction of travel where you can kind of pull your pants down and crap off the back, but your penis is in front, so.
Maybe yours is.
So I'm saying,
okay,
like,
so you drink this buttermilk,
right,
and you're at one of these events and you decide I gotta go.
Well, it's like it's like I gotta go.
Yeah,
I'm walking back to my house, you know, take my nap, and walking back, walking back, about halfway back to my house, and I'm like, oh god, it's the DEFCON 4.
It's here.
It's here.
Yeah,
it's coming. So it's the half, you know, like sort of straddle walking. All of your mental energy is sort of focused around your butthole.
Right.
You know, it's completely, there's nothing going on. You get the occasional, somehow, like, you get this little bit of relief, like somehow your body's like sucks it all back in.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, I'm going to make it.
Okay, it's okay.
It's okay, then, guys. It's okay.
Oh, God, no.
It's like in the horror movie where, like, the monster has disappeared for a while.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, he's gone.
Right. They stab Jason with a parking meter.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, oh, we got him. But you're like, he's just going to come back pissed off.
No, it's like the, I think he's dead.
Yeah.
I think he's actually, it's near like it's in that act three final battle. It. Where it's the, I think he's dead.
Yeah.
He's totally dead.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he bursts through the thing and it's.
And he's deadlier than ever.
He's worse than ever. And you're like, no, this is much worse. He's come back with reinforcements. And it's such a photo finish. I'm thinking in the apartment, I'm putting the keys in the door.
Yeah.
And it's worth while.
Sweating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Sweating the whole way. I've been sweating for like 2.5 minutes. Like, it's a heroic butthole effort.
Yeah.
But it's the, I'm taking the keys in the door. And what's worth about the structure of my apartment is there's a long hallway.
Yeah.
That goes straight to the bathroom. Like, so right. If you're walking in the. The interesting part was I used to be able to, like, oh, if I shit with the door open,
yeah,
I could stare at my front door.
Right.
Which is an apartment design that I have not seen replicated.
You know, that's like every hotel where the maid can just walk in and immediately see you taking a dump.
But I always, like, I used to, like, at times I used to think about this.
Yeah.
Where it's like if I had my house broken into at some point, like, especially through the front door.
Right.
That might be the best place to be because I'd be like, I could be shitting.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I'd be like, I got my pants off. I got shit ready to go. Like, if I sat there and thought, like, if I had a knife, I'd be like the ultimate weapon.
But I mean, yeah, I guess if I walked in on a guy shitting holding a knife,
you're like,
I'd move on.
Yeah.
You're robbing like, another place. Yes. If you were holding a knife, if you're just taking a shit, I don't know how deterring that would be. It might be an advantage.
Right.
Because that's vulnerable. But if you were shitting, just holding a knife, not expecting anyone to arrive.
Right.
I would probably question whether I'd pick the good robbery.
Now, when I was in this train of thought, when I was in this mode of thinking, I started to like take my pants off, like all the way off before I would take a shit. On the idea that like someone would say, oh, he's taking a shit. He's at a disadvantage. But I stand up and I have like no pants on.
Sure.
And it's like no pants always beats pants.
Okay.
In a fight.
I mean,
not in a court case.
It all depends on your perspective.
Right, but it's like all of a sudden it's like now it's on.
Sure.
Like all of a sudden you're charging at the door. Like,
yeah, I mean, if a guy was running at me, cock flapping wildly.
That's what I mean.
It like, would be more disorienting.
That's what I mean. And all I have to do is like close the door.
Yeah.
Get there. Okay. But anyway, in this circumstance, I get the keys, open the door, and I'm like trying to pull my pants down as I'm running to the bathroom.
Right.
And I get to the bathroom, I turn around, I sort of take a shit on the squat toilet.
Yeah.
And I felt so amazing. Not like physically and not just spiritually, but like I had accomplished something.
You descended to another level.
By making it this far.
Yeah.
Without having shit myself.
Right.
And without having like done something awful. It's like
when I beat Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Right.
I just couldn't believe. It's almost unbelievable that it was even possible.
It was when you got that Luigi star.
Yep.
Wearing the Metal Gear bandana, of course.
Yep.
But you're like, I can't believe I did this.
I did it.
I made it.
My life is real.
I accomplished something.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I looked down the hallway, and there's one little glob of watery shit in the hallway that had like, leaked, you know,
a piece of shit in the hallway.
There's a piece of shit in the hallway, and I'm staring at it, and all I could think of, unfortunately, was the "Don't Shit Your Pants" music, which was,
wah, wah,
wah. And you're just so disappointed, crushed.
We could probably find that.
We have to pull that up because it's a worthwhile bit of music because it's truly every time I fail at something,
yeah.
That's what I think of, like. Oh, I spilled my coffee. Wah,
That's a nice compliment to the designers of that game.
Yeah, where it's like, completely...
Your music for failure really encapsulated how I feel about failure.
Right. It's the... You hit on a girl at a bar, and things are going well, things are going good, you're talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking, oh, I've got great chemistry. Her friends pull her away, and then you realize, I don't have her number or any way to contact her. She just walked away from my life.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. And you're like, oh, no. You're driving to work. Mm-hmm. Or no, you go to the grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. You have a shopping list because you don't usually bring a shopping list.
Mm-hmm.
You've got it. You turn
your life around.
You turn your life around. You're going to go, and you're going to get this.
Right.
You go to the store. You just start buying stuff.
Mm.
You forget you have the shopping list. You walk out. You realize you look at the shopping list. You're like, I did pretty good. And then there's like an item missing, and you go. And this is when you're, especially when you're all the way home, and you're like, wah, wah, wah. Oh, you found it.
Let's see here.
Okay. That's it. Can you play that one more time for our fans?
Of course.
So we'll preview that.
All right. So you tell me one of your scenarios, and then I will, you know, cue the music.
Okay. So.
You don't have long.
All right. So let's just go back to an old scenario. You're talking to someone at the bar. She really digs you. You really dig her. You have good chemistry. Her friends pull her away. She walks away, you realize you didn't get her number. Wait, go. I think I can do this again.
Okay, hold on. So I got to pull it back up.
You got to pull it back up because he's not like, it's not like queued up on YouTube or anything.
I'm playing the game,
he's
literally.
Playing the game.
I'm typing the word shit in order to get this for this, you know.
Join Maple Story today.
Jesus.
Oh, is that an ad?
Yeah. Let's see what we've got here. Maple Story. You can customize your character, make new friends, fight huge enemies. There's a guy in a pogo stick. There's a dragon who appears to have Down syndrome and be angry about it and give gifts.
Fuck all this
noise. You can change your hair color and climb ladders.
There's
a thing that says skip this ad.
Does it prevent you from shitting your pants?
I don't think anything prevents you from shitting your pants.
This is the intro music.
I don't know why it's so loud.
All right.
Okay.
So, you decide you're going to go to the laundromat.
Yeah.
You take all your clothes to the laundromat.
Yeah.
But before you take all your clothes to the laundromat, you realize, like, not everything's going to fit in your laundry basket.
Mm-hmm.
So, you just take... Big pile. You'd hate going to the laundromat, so you take big piles out with your arms,
mm-hmm.
just like whatever's on top.
You're running out of time. You need to find a way to reduce pressure.
Right, but it's
you have 10 seconds.
Okay, so you go to the laundromat, you do all your laundry, and you realize you didn't wash any of your socks.
Oh, good.
So basically, if you've heard that song, wah wah. Wah.
Let's see. One day, you are getting up in the morning, and you realize, oh, I'm Pete, and I have that life. There you go. I have two almost pants-shitting stories. Not one.
Okay.
One's almost pants-shitting, one's about an intense dump that gets pretty graphic.
All right.
So here's the intense one. You may remember when we were young, we took a trip with our mom to the YMCA in Estes Park.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not like a city YMCA where you go there and it's like gay guys fucking each other in a steam room.
Right.
This is like a cabin motel.
Which honestly,
basically.
You would have liked more, where it's like just a
probably.
Bunch of gay guys fucking, yeah.
More interesting to me. Less right. hiking.
That's true.
I'd probably rather blow a guy than hike at that age.
You hear that, helpful snow fans?
Yeah. Today, depends on the hike and depends on the dick.
Ah.
Show me a picture of each, we'll talk. So we're at this place, and the three of us leave the room, and we're headed down to go eat some lunch. And I specifically remember discussing what we're going to eat. I think you said, I'm going to eat a hot dog. All of a sudden in my gut, I feel this. And I, being a young man, I couldn't say to my mom, I got to go take a shit immediately. Today.
Right.
If today we had been out driving and it's like, where do you want to go eat dinner? I don't know, maybe here. If that happened, I'd be like, guys, I don't want to ruin the party here. I have to shit immediately.
Right.
So we need to pick. I have no problem with that. But at that age, you're embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I think I forgot something back in the room. And I got the key, you know, it was like, okay, meet us at the dining room. And I said, okay.
Right.
And I go running back to the dorm thing or whatever. It was like a big dorm.
It is, yeah.
So I remember running over this gravel thinking how the gravel was slowing me down, you know, because I couldn't get good purchase and thinking, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Right.
And then I, you know, get in there and I'm taking the stairs two at a time.
Uh-huh.
You know, dangerous stretching of the asshole, but I have to do it. And I get up to this floor that I think is our floor, run down the hall. I'm on the wrong floor. And then I go up to the next floor and realize all the floors look exactly the same, and I do not know which floor we're on. So there's like a 1 in 5 chance.
This is like a nightmare scenario.
It's like a Twilight Zone,
right,
except where someone just has to shit badly. So I think I ran up to another floor and ran down the hall and just stuck the key in the door to see if it would work, because I didn't, you know, when you're like 10, you don't fucking know.
And you're also like not thinking with your brain, you're thinking kind of with your asshole.
Oh,
you're like,
I'm not thinking.
I need
I'm just shit. Like a missile shooting, you know, whatever happened to me as I launched is where I'm going.
That if you had, if somehow this key would have worked,
yeah,
and you flung open the door and there was like a whole family just hanging out in
doesn't
there.
Doesn't matter.
You know, maybe like talking, or better yet, like praying, like they're all in prayer.
Yeah.
You would have just run by them and like just shit.
I probably would have been just yelling as I ran to the bathroom, what are you guys doing in my room? And then close the door and shit. And
I don't
then
think you
after
even
the shit, be right. Like, I'm going to have to talk myself out of this. But what can you do? I'll just be like, I'm a kid. I'm sorry. I don't know.
But so, at least when you were a kid, you could be like, I have to poo.
So then I keep running up and down these halls with no luck. And finally, at the end of one, I don't know why, but in the stairwell, there's like a woman's bathroom. And at first I think, okay, maybe I can run to the other end and there's a men's room. And I took about 10 running steps the other way before like doing suicides in gym class, you know, and just going back and thinking, fuck it. I don't care, you know. And I run in there and close the door, and it's so close that I'm pulling down my pants as I'm walking towards the toilet, and as I spin around, I start passing gas and lightly spray the wall with poo until I sit down. It leaves like a tracer of shit along the wall and the side of the toilet until I'm sitting on the bowl, and then take an intense shit. The other one is of a different nature, a more methodical, you know, rolling the boulder up the hill kind of situation. I was also kind of young, and I'd eaten a bunch of cheese. And I'm trying to take this shit, and at first I go to take the shit and nothing happens, and I think, all right, maybe I didn't have to take a shit. I go back for a second run at it, and I take about half of a shit before reaching a bolus so wide and dense that it won't come out. And then when I attempt to cut the cable, sucks back up inside. So now my stomach hurts, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to do?
Oh, God.
Takes me about probably 7 or 8 tries, and finally I just say, I'm just going to sit and push until it comes out. It feels like shitting out a child's wooden block with like alphabet letters on it. Somehow this cheese just created a block in the shit.
It's just like a square. It's like when you had those Play-Doh tubes.
Yeah.
Like where you would push the Play-Doh thing through and normally.
Yeah, the extruder.
Right. The extruder. And normally it would come out like when it's your butthole. It normally somehow comes out as kind of the circle thing.
Right.
Like where you don't cut it, but it just comes out.
Then imagine in the Play-Doh you stuck in the one end, it had a die in there, like from Monopoly. So you're pushing it, and it doesn't fit, and you just push so hard that it contorts the extruder nozzle into that shape. That's what happened.
The crescent moon becomes like a die all of a sudden.
Yes. It becomes, like, just a perfect cube. And it's coming out. And I just shit out this shit that was so large.
It
and
comes
wide
out not just as
and
a,
hard.
Now it comes out as just as a perfect die, but you can see the indents of the six at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Tight, hard, packed. Unbelievable. I mean, this is probably the biggest athletic achievement of my life was that I managed to pass that shit. It was so big that I basically had to pass it halfway and then reach in and pull it out the rest of the way. I mean, I felt
that's
like
awful.
You know how you see a balloon before it's blown up and it looks tight and whatever, and then
right.
you blow it up, then you release the air and it's baggy and mm-hmm. loose? That's just what my whole body felt like. Like it had just gone to the limit and come back, but it wasn't the same anymore.
See, I was going to tell a shit story, but I realized something about the difference between our shit stories.
Yeah.
Yours are more about the athleticism of the shit that's coming out of your body, the feats. And mine are always about the environment
right.
in which I'm shitting. Because the other shit story I have is, didn't involve this, no, it did involve that beer, oddly
okay.
enough. But it was like, I was going home. I kind of had to pee.
Yeah.
And I was drunk enough where I'm like, I'm just going to pee in this alley over here.
Sure.
And you turn, like, I turned off. I was like, I'm going to pee this alley, pee behind this dumpster. And thought, peeing. And then all of a sudden, oh God, you got to take a shit.
Yeah.
And it's like looking around. And I do the same thing where I take the squat and I take the shit. But I realize, like, I'm shitting in an alley behind a dumpster. What is happening to my life?
It's like the lowest of the low.
The lowest of the low. And unlike the other shit story,
does this place that sells this beer have a bathroom?
It does.
So you could just be shitting in there.
Right, but it's like it doesn't become DEFCON 4.
Well, you just
like,
need to wait longer.
I need to wait, yeah. But this was before I realized what was causing that. But
right.
And I was like, oh God, what am I going to do? So I stand up. And you get the grilled cheese sort of feeling, and you're like,
oh, God.
So I had to go home and, like, take a shower. Still don't feel clean.
Jesus Christ.
So we need to talk about something other than shit.
Okay.
For a second.
Okay.
I think we need to talk about the fans.
Oh, yeah. We only have a little time left.
Right.
Basically, fuck you, shitheads. I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know why you don't want a free t-shirt. You should have at least told me you wanted it. Just treat me like your fucking stupid bitch aunt who gives you a goddamn shitty shirt for Christmas and you wear it the one time she comes over. Take the free fucking shirt, take a picture of yourself wearing it, change into a regular human shirt immediately afterwards. Don't fuck me on this one.
Okay, I think that's a little more anger.
Okay.
But I think...
This is how I feel.
Right. I think a lot of it was the original contest, if you listen to the last episode,
okay,
was all you had to do to get one of these free shirts,
yeah,
these free HelpfulSnowman.com t-shirts,
yeah,
was share something HelpfulSnowman.com related on your Facebook, your Twitter.
Social media, text message, right. Email.
Text message, email. You could even hang up a little poster in your office like I did.
Sure.
Saying, listen to HelpfulSnowman.com.
Yeah.
And I had to take a picture of it and then share that on Facebook so that way I could get a free shirt.
Right.
But all you had to do was do that. What we're really going for is there's still a couple of shirts left.
Couple of dozen. Many, many shirts.
Many, many shirts.
Uh-huh.
So what you should probably try to do...
Okay.
...is...
You talking to me now?
I'm talking to the fans.
Oh, okay.
The not shitty fans.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's nobody.
Okay.
Who would that be?
I'm saying maybe the ones who are shitty, but they want to become wiped clean.
They just listened to an hour of us talking about taking wide shits.
Ideally 2 hours.
Give me a break. Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, or what you're going to do, right? We'll see if you agree to this. If you share any HelpfulSnowman.com related things.
Uh-huh.
Peter will send you a shirt.
No.
No?
Here's what I want now.
Okay.
I would like to hear a brief tale of a terrible shit you took.
Okay.
If you email me, right. helpfulsnowman@gmail.com, Facebook me, Twitter, whatever, message me
right.
in any fashion, and tell even a brief story about a terrible shit experience you had, free shirt. I won't use your name
right.
if you don't want me to. I will just, probably read it on the air.
So the price has gone up.
I mean, I guess it depends on your standards.
So on the other hand,
I thought the price of saying, hey, this was an episode of some dumb fucking show I listened to.
Right.
HelpfulSnowman.com. I thought that was as low as it can really get. How much lower can I make it?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, the price has increased.
The only way I could make it lower is to basically email individuals and say, can I give you a shirt? Will you take this for free?
Just
drive by garage sales, and when they go in the house, add it to their rack of clothes before they look.
Have you considered that?
No.
Okay.
Just put it in JCPenney on the rack. Is that still a place?
Yeah, it still is. Okay. I actually just went to a JCPenney's not long ago.
How was it? Great?
No.
Yeah.
It was kind of shitty.
You just throw one of those on the rack?
Right. Did you know that they sell lingerie?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can only imagine the beigest lingerie in town.
It is very beige.
Yeah.
Where that doesn't seem erotic at all.
Yeah.
Beige is not an erotic color, ladies. Learn that.
Ah, shit. When I was spitting out my tobacco, I got it all over my negligee.
My negligee.
Stained it, yeah. My negligee.
Right. But anyway, it used to be that you could just share.
Negligee, what?
Right. It used to be that you could just share something
yeah.
from HelpfulSnowman.com, but apparently you now need to send in a shit story
yeah.
to HelpfulSnowman@gmail.com.
Yeah, and if that doesn't happen, I'm just going to start sending people shirts against their will.
And just see what happens.
And then after that, it's going to turn into a home invasion scenario where I hold you at knife point and make you put on the shirt and take a picture of you weeping and wearing it.
It puts the shirt on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
There we go. Any last words here?
No.
Well, thanks for doing it again.
Woo!
Thanks, everyone, for listening. See you in hell. But seriously, thanks for listening. Even though I just spent 10 minutes calling you a fuckface. You know.
Send in your shit stories.